Food insecurity. In today's Bible reading, it was from John 6, 24 to 35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Bread. Bread is both a symbol of life and something that is necessary for life. Bread means nourishment to someone who is hungry. Jesus talked about bread and nourishment to a people who sometimes, maybe often, wondered where their next meal was coming from or when it was coming. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Here are some facts about hunger in the world. It's from foodfoundation.org, WFP.org, and feedingamerica.org. One in every 9 people worldwide, that's 820 to 1 million people, don't have enough food to eat. 41 million people worldwide are at risk of famine. The world produces enough food for every person to eat 2,700 calories per day. The problem is we don't have a good food distribution system. If current trends do continue, there will be 840 million people living with hunger by 2030. Actually, the world has made great progress in reducing hunger. There are 216 million fewer hungry people than in 1990 to 1992, despite a 1.9 billion increase in the world's population. But there is still a long way to go, and no one organization can achieve zero hunger if it works alone. And so even though things are getting better, it's still not okay. And I know, hunger isn't something that most people watching ever have to live with. As a matter of fact, instead of getting hungry again and again, we look for ways to eat less. We're not hungry, really. We're stuffed and trying to find ways to get unstuffed. We're a nation bent on diet, weight loss, more healthy eating. We've got the keto diet, the DASH diet, flexitarian diets, WW, you know, formerly known as Weight Watchers, the Mediterranean diet, the MIND diet, plant-based diets, the volumetrics diet, intermittent fasting, the Mayo Clinic diet, and so many more. With all these diets, how are we living in a land of not only plenty but too much to eat, supposed to understand a promise never to be hungry? On a planet where 1 in 9 are hungry, so many folks in the U.S. are not only not hungry, but stuffed to the gills. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Maybe the people Jesus was talking to didn't get it either. He did remind them of how the people of Israel ate manna in the wilderness, dependent on it for nourishment. They had just experienced the feeding of the 5,000. And they all started with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe they weren't thinking about being hungry either. I guess that even the fullest of us do experience hunger pangs sometimes, even if they don't and can't compare with something or someone who never gets enough to eat. Even in our diet-craze society, we get a sensation that we need something to fill us up. People follow Jesus because they heard of the miracles he performed. And Jesus was a bit myth that they came not because they understood what he was saying about the signs of God's presence, but rather so they could be satisfied by whatever Jesus did to fill them up. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. To a person who hasn't had a meal in a long time and doesn't know when the next one will come, these words have power. And we can't experience the power of those words because we can't understand hunger like that. But I wonder if we can get maybe a little taste of the kind of joy someone might experience in learning that their days of extreme starvation are over. If you're willing, try this. When I say to, breathe out fully. Then pause for a few seconds. Pause for a few more, if you can or if it feels safe. Try to pause without breathing in for 10 or even 20 seconds. When you know it's necessary, breathe in. I'll try 2. That's just a bit like extreme hunger. And the overwhelming relief you feel when you breathe in, it's kind of like the relief someone starving would have when they discovered that they would never be hungry again. So now, why not take a new understanding and try to apply it to our deepest wants and needs? I don't know what it is for you, what it is for me. What is that? Is it a home? Healing from disease? An end to this ongoing pandemic? Enough money to pay the bills? Family together? A restored relationship? Security in retirement? Safety? To be loved? To be in love? What's our job in all of this? To be a caring community of Christ. To be a people of prayer and action. To be a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. May we continue to hunger for and to be nourished by the true bread. Amen.